Hi. I'm Suzanne.
Yes, Suzanne. Good to see you.
So did you get your care instructions?
That's Suzanne Young. She is with the Native Plant Society and is the program manager for Big Tooth Maples for Bernie. The society is giving away 141 maples on a recent weekend. Bill Beal, like all those getting the trees, is a local.
And this is to kill a maple tree. These are confessions from tree owners, how they killed their maple tree. And this is true for just about any native tree in Texas. So I think it's real important that you...
I'm not going to kill mine.
Okay.
I promise.
All right. Sure. You heard it here. Yeah. With all these witnesses.
Those taking home a tree or two had to go through an application process to get one. That's because the Big Tooth Maples have been in trouble, and the Plant Society is hoping efforts like this will help bring them back.
This whole area would have been covered in Big Tooth Maples after the Ice Age, which was some 10,000 years ago. And slowly with climate change and with the deer overpopulation, they're now considered a lost population in that they're scattered throughout the West, Western United States, but only in pockets, mostly in canyons and places where they're protected. But they're considered lost because you might not find another pocket of them for 100 miles.
Aside from Lost Maple State Park, you can't really find Big Tooth Maples in most parts of Texas, except for Tapatio Springs and Bernie, their easternmost habitat. That scarcity is not okay with Mary Morton.
Trees are a lifeline. Trees are special. Trees, I'm not sure what to say.
But she knows what to do. Mary's taken home at least one tree every year since the program began a decade ago.
I have many of them planted along West San Antonio Street there by the creek. So eventually everybody will be able to see them.
One of the application requirements is to promise to plant your tree where it is visible to the public, either by the street or on a public trail.
Colors range from a golden color to an orange to a beautiful red. They provide spectacular color in the fall here. And we hope to make Bernie, you know, a fall foliage destination. And my favorite time of the year is when they just begin to turn. And it's almost like they're blushing. That sort of, to me, is the beginning of fall in Texas.
But they still have a ways to go for that to happen because of the deer.
And we suspect that that's why we don't have as many as we should have. You do find pockets of it in the canyons where the deer can't get to them. But what we're finding is that the deer eat the smaller trees. So we're missing the seedlings and the adolescent trees. But we have the old growth.
So the Native Plant Society provides wire mesh cages. Participants must keep their maples in the cage for 10 years until they're mature and tall enough to be out of harm's way from the deer.
And so without the leaves on the tree can't survive.
Bill, who promised not to kill his Big Tooth Maple, has loaded his truck with his cage, mulch, and stakes. Next step is to pick out his tree.
Well, which two trees do you like, sir?
I'll just take the closest one. How
whatever
about that?
Makes you happy is just fine.
Very good.
Yeah.
The tree isn't much to look at yet. It's small and spindly, and its leaves are dry and brown. But Suzanne says that's the strategy. If you plant young trees when they're dormant, it gives them a chance to establish a deeper root system before summer gets here. Bill loads his maple into his truck and drives away.
So you guys take care.
Have fun.
As for Mary, hopefully she'll have some room left by her creek. Since participating in the program from its beginning, she's bringing home her 13th and 14th Big Tooth Maple trees today. For Texas Public Radio, I'm Louisa Jonas.